True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring weather is unpredictable. You never know which way you'll be adjusting your thermostat unless you have the right windows. With Window Nation, you can count on your home being comfortable regardless of the weather. Their windows are customizable and energy efficient. Expert installations take just one day, and Window Nation products are backed by a lifetime warranty. There's no better time to upgrade with Window Nation. In March, the more you buy, the more you could save. Up to 50% off all window styles. Visit windownation.com for your free consultation today.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rep your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Hope you all had a great Tuesday. We are officially at the midweek point of the week. Only a couple more days till Friday. It's going to be like 70-something this weekend. So very excited to get to the weekend. Very excited to get to next week. We got Birds Town Hall, by the way, a week from today. Your boy on WIP, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So should be a fun day. Lots of Eagles news. Then, of course, free agency officially kicks off in a weird way on Monday with the tampering or the unofficial tampering, whatever they call it. So we'll start to hear about some deals. And I think the Eagles are going to, you know, go out and sign a certain tight end, as we've talked about. So should be an interesting few days coming up. And also, with next week being the start of the new league year, we're getting a lot of rumors about who could be available, who's there to go get via trade. And an interesting name made its way to the trade market on Tuesday. A guy that actually makes a ton of sense for the Eagles. The more I look into him, the more you look at his contract and such. So we'll get into that. And then on the other side, I was on the WIP afternoon show yesterday with Spike, Ike, and Fritz. And as much as like a little peel back the curtain inside baseball, sometimes I hate putting the radio stuff in the podcast because it's different. The pod is different than the radio. But like Spike and Fritz and me, I just think are so good together that I had to put it in there in case you missed it. So that'll be on the other side. But let's get into the news of the day. And in case you did not hear, I would go listen to the pod from Tuesday with me and James. I talked about what I'm hearing in regards to the Eagles and tight end David Njoku. I think there's a real possibility. There's interest there. I think it's something where mutually it works out for both parties. Njoku gets to play with a consistent elite quarterback, something he's not had in his career, and the Eagles get a tight end with a ton of upside. So there's interest there, and we'll see what happens. There's a long time between now in next week, you know, teams can swoop in, all those things. But talk about that a lot on the podcast with James. So go and check that out. But yeah, the David Njoku thing, it's a name I think we'll be talking about quite a bit. But a player did make his way onto the trade market on Tuesday, and that is Minnesota Vikings edge rusher Jonathan Greenard. So I think this is a player that actually makes a ton of sense for the Eagles. And before everybody hops on and goes like, oh, you think every player makes sense for the Eagles, blah, blah, blah. They talk about every player. They're aware of who's available and they make a decision on every player. So they will talk about Jonathan Greenard and whether that's somebody they should go and get. Here's why I think he does make some sense. So good age. He'll be 29 in May. So you're going to get his year 29, 30, and you know, you could sign him beyond that, but at least 2 years at a good age, right? He has a good combination of proven track record. We'll talk about his sack production in a minute, but he has 2 years of double digit sacks. He's played in a lot of games, which is something like for the Eagles pass rush is noteworthy. Jalix Hunt, still very young. Nolan Smith, still very young. If they bring back Jalen Phillips, I don't think that would actually impact Greenard a ton, but then they would have Phillips and Greenard who have good experience, Hunt and Smith who are still on the come up. And then if you aren't able to bring back Phillips, then Greenard makes even more sense because then you do need some experience and you need another legit edge rusher there. And I think Greenard checks the box as a legit edge rusher that would come in and really help this team. Third round pick in 2020, so has a little bit of draft pedigree. And his career is really a tale of three different stretches. So starts his career off not great. 10.5 sacks in his first 3 seasons, playing 33 games, so he did miss considerable amount of time, but only 10.5 sacks, you know, that's about a sack every 3 games or whatever. 23 and 24, he really takes off. 24.5 sacks in 32 games, so now he's at almost a sack per game over 2 years, double-digit sacks, like, really was on the come up. Last year has a bit of a downfall and a big downfall. He only had 3 sacks in 12 games. Now, the good news is the pressure numbers, though, were still pretty good. And you can just see that 2025 was much closer to a 23 and 24 season than it was that first part of his career. So I think you can confidently look at him and say the last 3 years, he's been a really good edge rusher. In 23 and 24, he had a combined 137 sacks. In 2025, I misspoke. 2023 and 2024, he had 137 quarterback pressures, not 137 sacks. In 2025, he had 47 quarterback pressures. And the reason I feel 25 was much closer to 23 and 24 is because you can see there in 23 and 24, he averaged just around 70 quarterback pressures per year. 2025, he definitely dips down to 47. But in 2020, 2021, and 2022, he had 44 pressures combined. So he had more pressures in 2025 than he did the first 3 years of his career. So while the sack production was down, the quarterback pressure production was still up there, still doing a good job of it, and was still getting after the quarterback. So I think he's somebody that really fits in nicely. Like, he's not, Howie has never really shown in his time that he's going to have a premium elite edge rusher that he pays. Like, we've talked about Max Crosby. There was Micah Parsons rumors. There was, Miles Garrett rumors. And I think that Garrett and Parsons and Crosby are on a level where maybe Howie might do it, but he's just never done in his career. For as much as we talk about how much he values the edges, he's never been someone that's paid a ton of money to that position. I think Jonathan Greenard fits in like a, Hassan Reddick type profile. Bryce Huff, I know, is not a great name in the city to bring up, but like above a Bryce Huff, but he's more in that group of like rotation, really good rotation edge rushers, as opposed to a stud guy that you're paying a premium price for. And Greenard just seems more in their price bracket. So financially, it's also a really good contract to acquire. If you look at his contract, $18 million base salary in 2026, but only $4 million of that is guaranteed. Then he has $18 million base salary in 2027. Zero of that is guaranteed. So the Eagles are in a position where if they acquired his contract, they would have the negotiating power. In theory, it depends what they paid. Like, Greenard would know they're not going to cut him, so that 18 just kind of becomes guaranteed. But the Eagles could take that $36 million, stretch it out over 3-4 years, and say, like, we'll guarantee your 2027 salary, or, they could figure things out. But the point I'm making is the contract is very tradable, and it's very attractive to acquire because there's a lot of money you can move around there and you can negotiate with. So I think he's a really good trade option. Like, I don't know what the price would be on him, to be honest. Like, maybe a second, actually probably not a second, maybe more like a third, I would say. And I think a third, that's a good option to go out there. You put him with Hunt, you put him with Nolan Smith, you bring back Jalen Phillips, and I think your edges are looking really good compared with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis on the inside. So I'm sure more players will become available in the next few days, and we'll talk, just like the Eagles will, about whether they make sense. But yeah, Jonathan Greenard to me is a guy that I think the Eagles should definitely show interest in, and definitely, go out and get. All right. So like I said, on the other side, short open today because we got an hour after the break, was on the afternoon shows with Spike, Ike, and Fritz, and talked a bunch of Eagles. So check it out. That'll be on the other side, as I always do when it's a shorter first half of the pod. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. I can't wait for this next week. Emergency pods, with everybody talking about everything. It's going to be a ton of fun. So that'll be on the other side. Me, Spike, Ike, and Fritz. But first, a word from our sponsor, and as always, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later on the other side.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today with great deals on your favorite cars at your local Toyota dealer, like sporty new Camrys and stylish Corollas. Visit toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them? Or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
They say you should learn something new every day, like how you should only drink Jägermeister at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, ice cold, like those frozen cavemen they find, which makes you wonder, what would a caveman think of Jägermeister? Well, if you served it warm, he'd probably throw it in your face, say, Oonga Boonga, and storm off, and nobody wants that. So drink it cold or not at all. Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York.
Hey! Girl, it's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's 3 o'clock on Tuesday. He doesn't respect us enough to bring in his own headphones. That is Elliot Shore Parks, who is. Are those yours? Those must be yours, right? No.
No, they're not.
Wait, what's wrong? You going to limp over there?
Yeah.
Never that.
Yeah,
not
right?
on this show.
Yeah, right, buddy.
No, here we go.
It's fine.
The headphones don't even work.
You can't.
You can't hear Fritz.
They don't. Well, Fritz never talks when I'm on anymore because I say Phillies things.
That's true. Max, can you find us some extra headphones just so Elliot can hear? Because I want Elliot to be able to hear the caller. It's okay.
We still one of the scariest moments of my career is when I did the Ricky post game pod with you and my headphones didn't work for.
Oh yes. Yeah. Well,
what's wrong with it?
You know, I don't like
that's
when.
That's exactly what I need.
Oh, there we go. He got the quarter inch adapter. There we go. You hear it okay now? There it goes, yeah, Elliot.
When I thought I was doing better with the inside of the
technology is a...
It is.
It's crazy because you're a younger fella.
Yeah.
Like, you should be better with technology.
It's nice of you to call me young. You always call me old.
Well, you're pushing 40.
Yeah, I'm not pushing.
Well, you are.
Well, you're barely.
Depends how you
define
it.
You're 38, right?
Yeah, I think 39 is pushing.
No. 38 is pushing 40.
I got two full years. It's not 2 full years.
It's less than two full years.
I just turned 38 in November.
Weeks ago. Months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're pushing 40.
I thought that was easily October, your birthday was.
Jack, could you put up a Twitter poll? Is 38 pushing 40? Yes or no? Elliot, would you trade the Eagles pick this year for Max Crosby?
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would not.
Why not?
No. So I think that if the Eagles have only a finite number of resources, right? Draft picks and cash. And I think they have bigger holes on this roster than going and getting Max Crosby. I would even argue that a backup offensive tackle is more important to this roster than Max Crosby would be. And obviously that's a different level of asset. They're not going to spend whatever it would take on a backup offensive tackle. But they had a great defense last year. They had a good pass rush last year. They're probably going to re-sign Jalen Phillips. And the main issues on this team are on the offensive side of the ball. And they're going to be only as good as the offensive line is. I know everyone's convincing themselves they're going to scheme their way to 38 points this year. And Devontae's going to have 140 catches. Like, they're just going to be as good as the offensive line. So until I've addressed those positions on the offense, I'm not using a premium asset to go get really what would be a luxury player on defense.
Well, I see, to me, spending that money on Jalen Phillips is it an issue too? Like, I would rather trade the pick and pay Crosby than spend that money on Jalen Phillips, considering what Jalen Phillips is probably going to get as one of the two best edge rushers in free agency this year.
Max Crosby, I think, is already owed $35 million this year and next year.
Yeah.
So it's minimum 70 that you're basically guaranteeing him.
Yeah.
I don't think Jalen Phillips will get close to $70 million guaranteed.
No, but he'll get $50 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but yeah. $50 million plus the 23rd pick. I mean, the 23rd pick is probably the top asset they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there's probably not many players on the roster more valuable than the 23rd pick. So, like...
Yeah, you're probably right.
To trade that for Max Crosby. Not that Max Crosby is obviously a great player, but they already have a great defense, and they've had great defenses without investing that type of money in an edge rusher before. Like, for all this talk about how he really values the Lions, and he does, what's the most he's ever spent on an edge? Like, Bryce Huff got decent money. Hassan Reddick got decent money. I mean, Michael Bennett, obviously, I'm just trying to think of guys he acquired. Chris Long, like, they didn't make big money.
No, he
he's never paid an edge big money.
BG's probably made the most.
Yeah, but that's like
total. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He pays defensive tackles. Like, he paid Fletcher Cox. I think he'll pay Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. But they rotate their guys so much that I think getting someone with the 23rd pick ideally should be a full-time stud starter. And I think they need them at safety. They need that at receiver once they trade AJ. They're going to need it at offensive tackle or offensive guard in 2027. So I think you can get just much better value for the 23rd pick than Max Crosby.
I guess
for
this team. I'm just worried about the edge rotation you talk about. The only guy that I think is going to play every down is or play a lot is Jalix Hunt. Nolan Smith is hurt all the time. Jalen Phillips is hurt all the time. They're probably going to bring Brandon Graham back, who's 38 years old. So I think it's probably the weakest position on the team overall.
Yeah, but they had a fine defense last year without a great edge rusher.
But it doesn't mean you can't build a great defense different than you've built it before.
Agreed, but I think what last year showed me was you're just always going to go as far as the offense takes you. Like, they had a great defense last year, and they didn't win a playoff game. So they need to have an offense next year that is better than it was last year. And that starts with the offensive line playing better. It starts with the quarterback playing better.
But it's not a personnel issue.
On offense, it might be. They're not going to have AJ. They're not going to have Goddard. Like, now I think they'll go out and sign people, but the offensive line, almost every single spot is a question mark heading into next year. Like, I don't think it's a stretch to say they might need two or three really quality backup offensive linemen next year.
Well, they're not going to find two or three.
I don't think it is a stretch. They need two or three.
You're right, it'll be tough to find. Like, Drew Kendall will be one. I think they'll probably, if you could ask Howie what his ideal pick in the first round would be, I think it'd be an offensive lineman that's, like, stud physically, can play guard tackle for 1 year, and he's a backup. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think they need to address other things before using. And the other part of this is the 23rd pick should be a cost-effective starter for you. Turning it into a super expensive starter is not great business.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. So you had a report that the Eagles are interested in David Njoku from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
We're all pretty sure that Dallas Goedert is gone.
So I think the Goddard definitely being gone thing is being written a little prematurely. So I think if they sign Njoku, then Goddard is almost definitely gone. I still think there's a world where Goddard would come back with Njoku if the market's not there for him. I mean, it would be very Eagles. Ooh. Think about how the Eagles do things. When they get slow on offense, they go out that offseason, they sign every fast receiver they can. They get too old on offense, and they're in like 2 years, they're the youngest team in the league. Last year, the scheme is a thing every single day, and now they're like doing this smorgasbord of a scheme. So when they correct, they overcorrect. And Howie was very clear when he spoke to reporters a few weeks ago that the tight end position is one where he probably didn't do a good enough job last year, and they need to reevaluate how they do things. So it would not shock me if they go out and spend big money. And I think they will spend big money on Njoku. Like, I think that'll be a $10-12 million a year contract that they're going to hand him. And then if Goddard doesn't find a great place, He takes a $20 million cap hit, which isn't the end of the world. If he walks, they're like cap hit wise more incentive to keep him.
Right.
So if Njoku doesn't happen, then I think Goddard could be back. But even if Njoku does, I wouldn't completely rule out Goddard. It's obviously unlikely, but I just wouldn't completely rule it out.
I'm confused on the Goddard thing. I thought he was a free agent.
He is, but this
years.
Is pretty complicated. But like the way they do things with void years, he's a free agent, but the way they stretch the money out, because it's voided, a lot rushes up if he ends up signing with another team.
It's really this year and next year, right? Or is it I think it's this year and next year they have a bunch of void years.
Well, this year, for all the talk of the A.J. Brown dead cap space, A.J. Brown, if they trade him, would be $43 million in dead cap.
Yeah.
This year, they're already set to have Bryce Huff, James Bradberry, and Darius Slay close to $40 million in dead money. So they just don't care about it.
Yeah.
It's just not, remember when with the whole Carson thing, they were, you know, have a $35 million cap hit. They traded him, no problem with that. Yeah. So they care more about the cash. And with AJ, you will save cash by trading him.
So the reason it benefits them to have Goddard here is because then at least his money would be going towards something,
right,
as opposed to if he's not here, it's going toward nothing.
I didn't realize you could still, even as a free agent, you still got cap ramifications.
Yeah, void.
And obviously, if Goddard, look, I think it's unlikely Goddard stays, obviously, but he likes being here. They like him. They're going to do two tight end stuff. Both Njoku and Goddard have had somewhat trouble staying healthy. And if you're going to have Jalen throw over the middle of the field, I think it's very critical to have guys that he is comfortable throwing to over the
middle targets.
Of the field. And Goddard and him, he probably has more chemistry with Goddard than maybe any other pass catching option. Like, he's played with him his whole career. He's a red zone target for him. So I think bringing Goddard back would be smart. But I think it's going to be Njoku.
I guess I'm sort of surprised that Njoku's worth $10 or $12 million a year at 30, given his injury history.
I am too.
Yeah. Is it just the free agent market with tight ends thin? Is that why?
Njoku, to me, I would have my hesitations on signing him, but I also think there is some Saquon similarities there. Like, Saquon with the Giants was a first-round pick, obviously higher than Njoku, but a first-round pick that clearly physically had it, had a bit of injury history, but didn't really reach his potential in New York because of, let's be honest, like playing for the Giants.
Yeah.
I think Njoku is older than Saquon, but Njoku has a lot of those same characteristics. The Eagles will view him as a former first-round pick that hasn't met his potential, super gifted athletically, and in Cleveland, he's had a terrible setup. Like, he's had tons
of quarterbacks
exactly,
he's played with.
Right? Yeah. So I think they'll view him as coming in and being able to reach potential that he was not able to reach in Cleveland.
Ooh, I tell you, you got me excited when you said we could keep both of them.
Yeah, I would say the chances are small, but I just don't get the sense I don't get the sense Goddard's off the table. Like, all this talk about Goddard's gone, that's not the sense I get.
215-592-9494. Now, Elliot, you are on the expert panel for Caller of the Year, and Christine in Philly has a big matchup today against OG Wade.
Voted.
You're not allowed to say who you voted for.
I'm just letting you know. First thing I do every morning when you send the email.
But if we disagree with who you voted for, we may call you on the air, make you explain it.
Yeah, we did that with Buzz.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm used to the calls from Jack last minute when you call in.
Christine in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Christine?
Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
Hi,
first, I would like to say I am the ultimate Jalen defender. Yes, I am, and I'm raging war on all the Jalen haters.
There you go.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Get them.
Yeah. Shaking in my boots.
Yep.
So, anywho, but I think they should trade for Max Crosby, but I think they won't. But I think they shouldn't. And the reason why, for one, he's healthy, and he's very aggressive. And another thing is that he has no problem with rushing the quarterback at all. Like, he has no problem. You won't see him coming. And if you did see him coming, you're not going to get away from him.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him. And do y'all remember, back in the day, it was this guy named Concrete. He played for the Eagles when first started.
Oh, Concrete Charlie? Yeah, Concrete Charlie. I think I heard of him.
Yeah.
He's like the modern-day Concrete.
Oh,
wow.
The modern day Concrete,
wow.
You heard her.
Wow, that is.
Yeah.
What's the connection?
Because of what's going on the offense side, and they will be bringing back, in my opinion, I do believe they will be bringing back Goddard because that's who he
had to.
When
Eagles
when
legend.
Offense was falling off last season, he made 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
11. You know, and I think that's the main reason. And it's cheaper to keep Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, if you got me, if you got me, Jalen Phillips, bring back Goddard and Njoku, that's an offseason.
Yeah,
I guess.
So yeah, I don't think the other guy, they don't have to bring that the other guy, but
Njoku.
I mean, they can just keep Goddard.
Yeah,
and they can bring back Jalen Phillips, because I think Max Crosby would be more like Elliot said, more like luxury. Yeah. You know.
Well, yeah, so, he's better than Jalen Phillips, but
yeah, he's much better than Jalen Phillips. But I think because of everything that's going on with the money mm-hmm. and with AJ Brown and stuff like that, they're going to keep Jalen Phillips versus taking Max Crosby. But
is
I
he definitely much
Max
better?
Crosby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Max Crosby?
Yeah, than Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, I mean, Max Crosby's had 15 sacks, 14 sacks, 10 sacks. Like,
right. He's had a better career.
Yes.
I think right now Jalen Phillips. He's not better than Max Crosby.
I think that
obviously.
Jalen Phillips is actually
this is the most wormed up thing. You know what I hate? You know what I can tell?
Sorry, I was going to bring up stats and stuff, but I'll just
you know what I can tell by watching all you little worms?
We all see it.
Is when all you little worms agree on one thing out of nowhere, and Jalen Phillips is what is all you little worms have been infected.
Actually, he's a breakup.
Yeah, I expect him to bring
none
back
of the
Jalen
other worms
Phillips.
Agree with me about the Max Crosby Jalen Phillips take. I would guarantee
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, but they all think the
I'm
Eagles
saying
are bringing.
If you look at what Max Crosby costs compared to what Jalen Phillips is, I don't know if there's a massive gap.
Phillips is probably going to cost $25 million a year.
Yeah, and Max Crosby might cost $40 million a year.
No, he costs $33 million
right now if he doesn't get a new contract.
Okay.
You know what the Eagles are going to want to raise? Everyone that gets traded
gets
a new contract.
He just signed a contract last year.
If he comes to the Eagles, he has every power to then get a new contract.
He's way better than Jalen Phillips.
He's better. I agree.
Two sacks in 7 weeks.
But Jalen Phillips is in the top of the league in pressures.
Yeah.
He just is. Okay.
There it is.
Okay. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So would you rather have Max Crosby at $40 million a year and the 23rd pick plus, or would you rather have Jalen Phillips at 28 a year and no draft pick?
Max Crosby.
Why?
Because he's way better than Jalen Phillips.
I don't think he's way better. And also, when you take into account the assets, I think actually Jalen Phillips would be a better decision.
Well, you can say it's a better decision. He's not a better player.
That's the difference.
I agree. But obviously, assets matter.
You know what? I don't know if you listen to Howie, but they're in the business of getting and keeping blue chip players. And Max Crosby is a blue chip player, and Jalen Phillips is not.
I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
And Howie's really painted himself into a corner here.
He has.
Because what could the return be where we go, oh, you had to take that?
Right, because he has said that we will listen for anyone, and he's a blue chip player. And which is why all the... We were talking about this yesterday. I believe that Howie cares about how he's perceived in the media.
Definitely.
I believe that when he has, when the media says he has a great draft, I believe that he enjoys that happened.
I'm sure he likes Howie season.
Yes, he likes Howie season, all that. When it gets leaked out that they're looking for a 1 and a 2 for AJ Brown, it does put him in a position where if the best offer is a 3, then it looks like he lost.
Yeah.
It looks like the other team won. And I wonder if he's willing to take that hit based on both these things, based on him saying that, you know, we'll listen to anybody, but we want to keep a great player. If you only get a third, that could become a second. Mm-hmm. Or if it looks like he lost the deal, I wonder what his tolerance for that is.
Like, when he says it has to be an offer to blow them away, like, let's say it came out in an hour that they're trading Jalen Carter for 3 first-round picks. We would all go, that's shocking. They must have just got such a crazy offer they had to take it.
Yes.
If they trade AJ for a 2, that could be a 1 or a 1 flat out. That is not an offer where you go, whoa, let's, like, change our plan here.
Yes,
right?
It's not a blown-away offer.
If they got offered, someone called them today right now and said, we'll give you a 1 and a 3 for Devontae, would they do it? I don't think they would. They wouldn't do it for Quinion. They wouldn't do it for Cooper. I don't think they'd do it for Mailata. They certainly wouldn't do it for Jalen. Like, the one in the 2 or 3 or whatever mm-hmm. is a good return for a player. But if they truly think AJ is as good as they're talking about him, then it is not worth trading him for a 1 and a 3. If they think he's as good.
What?
Or internally, if they know, hey, maybe he's declining a little bit. Maybe he's not what he used to be. This is our last chance to get rid of him. Then I think a 1 and a 3 is much more appealing. But if he's actually the AJ Brown that they are saying he is,
yeah,
then he's worth more than a 1 and a 3 to this team.
Well, here's the thing.
If they didn't have to trade him.
Correct.
That's basically
what
you're
saying. So,
yeah. You see that, but that's the fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that you have the player who wants to be traded.
Right.
Allegedly. He wants to be traded. Well, I'm just saying it's reported that he's out there.
Yeah. He's not said it.
Listen, Maximus is over there clipping stuff, and the next thing you know, he's clipping out something that I'm saying as if it's factual. So my only point is that AJ actually does have some say in this, because his happiness of being here, they have to take that into account. So how desperately does he want to be traded? That's where he can undermine or undercut how he stands on what he wants in return, mm-hmm. because if the reports are out there that they can't get anything higher than a three, well, that tells you what the market is for AJ right now. And for Howie to say, well, I'm not doing it reportedly for anything less than a first and a second, well, what if the player wants to be traded? That puts you in a position that you got to get rid of the guy because he wants to be traded, well, reportedly.
Yeah, I do.
No, go ahead.
Think AJ's desire to be in Philadelphia matters to them when making this decision.
Yes.
But I also think that Devontae Smith or Cooper DeJean or Quinion could walk into the NovaCare with a sign saying, trade me right now, and they'd be like, no. Like, I think if they trade AJ, part of it, and the large part of it will be, they cash in on before a year later into his career. Mm-hmm. And I think if they trade him, it'll be because they think he's not as good as he used to be. Like, the him not wanting to be there thing, I think, matters and I think helps smooth over the exit. But if they trade him for a two that can be a one or a one straight up, you can't tell me that's not partially because they don't think he's as good as he used to be. Because they would not trade the other star players on the team for that return.
I believe it's because they realize the market is where it's at, and we better take the best
deal
we can
get. That's what I'm saying. They're saying this is our chance to cash in on AJ because.
Well, I disagree with you on how little it matters whether he wants to be here or not.
Yeah, because I think it matters a lot.
But it matters if they don't think the player is super special. Because I guarantee you, Quinion could ask for a trade every single day between now and the end of the season. They would not trade Quinion.
But here's the difference before you answer that. Quinion doesn't have the same history of being upset, openly complaining, being critical of the offense, the scheme, being cryptic when who he is forcing, who he's blaming. Like, the Eagles have to take all of that stuff into account as well. Now, believe me, just this past, Friday when we were talking about this down there in Clearwater, I was of the same mindset. Bring him back. You can't take anything less than a two for him. But then you hear reports his agent is out there trying to gauge places that he can go. That to me says he really wants to be out of here. Like that says that to me, that he really wants to be out of here.
Yeah, I agree in part that
if you believe the reports out there about the agent at the combine,
he clearly wants to not play for the Eagles.
And I think that matters more than you're giving credit
for. I think it only matters if they don't think the player is as special anymore. Because if for a special guy, you would make it happen. You'd give him a new contract. You'd, acquiesce on things he might want. Like, if they trade AJ, I agree with you, it'll be part of it. But if they thought he was a true stud, number one, prime of his career, they would not trade him.
Or that they couldn't replace his production.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's the difference. Yeah, players come and go. You got to realize, in my opinion, they cut the second greatest receiver in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Because he was disruptive. It was 20 years ago, but it happened.
And they agreed he was great.
We all know how great he was.
Right.
And now, I do also think, it's something else we discussed yesterday, I do think the money thing, almost being given a pass to trade AJ and solve that money problem that they're going to have at some point, I think is, I think there's a lot of factors. I don't think it's all just one thing. I think they probably do think he's declining a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they probably realize that they can't pay two wide receivers what they're paying them. But I give more weight on the fact that him, even if he's totally special, the disruption level that could be there if he is here during training camp is far greater than I think you're giving him credit for.
I think you're overestimating the disruption a little bit. Like, I agree with you. If he's here day one, I'll be there, front seat, him, Jalen, Nick, Howie, AJ's here, is he upset? I'll be asking the questions. I agree it'll be a top story. They'll answer them, and, like, that'll be it. I don't think they view AJ in the building as disruptive as we're discussing him.
It's not about being disruptive in the building as much as it is when he's not happy, how that cloud hangs over the team. Now, if you want to tell me they were going to spiral the way they did no matter what, and AJ had nothing to do with it, okay, I do believe
that. 23 you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about last year.
Okay.
Like the offense sort of it went.
The offense never clicked last
year.
Yeah.
So I
still better than the Rams.
That's my only thing. Don't do that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. That's my only thing is the player, because I've always said if AJ wants to be here, I would have AJ here.
And I think they feel that way.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like he wants to be here.
Yeah, but I think they can manage him.
They can manage him.
Because
okay.
Despite the fact that I agree there's been disruption, they've obviously still won at a very high clip with him. And
yes,
it could be worse next year. I agree.
But it's not after a year where he requested a trade. It's not after a year where his agent was looking for a trade. It's not after a year where he figured
it's
he would get traded.
It's all gone up another level but each time.
True. But let's also say his agent is not hearing things he wants to hear. Right. Like, let's say the agent's going to different teams and they're going, yeah, we think a fair value is a 3 and we might redo your deal, but I don't really know how much we're, you know, so there could be that level too where he doesn't, the AJ camp doesn't like what they hear. And then all of a sudden he's sitting there and going, yikes, like I could be in like Las Vegas with the Raiders or, you know, I could like stay in a good organization.
215-592-9494. What?
Would you, speaking of with the Raiders, swing this thing back around to Max Crosby? One for one?
I don't think AJ, the Raiders AJ. Would do it.
So I
would do it.
AJ for Max Crosby?
I would do it.
I don't know.
It's like trading a second-round pick for Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but AJ helps them a ton on offense.
But he's not playing here. He's not playing here.
Well, that's not true. He could be back. I don't think he will be. I think it's small. But, like, if you trade him, he won't be. He'll be gone. But, like...
I go AJ for Max Crosby.
Well, I also think that'd be for the Eagles, with like Howie painting himself in a corner. You can trade AJ for Max Crosby and say that is a return.
Yes.
Like
yes.
This is what they'll say. They'll go, Micah Parsons got traded for 2 1s, and we kind of view Max Crosby similar. So you essentially got 2 1s, blah, blah, blah. Like, I agree with all that.
And for as important as AJ is to the offense, 23 points a game last year, 29th ranked passing offense the year before. What are we talking about?
I hate that point because
it's based in reality.
No, but like they'll only be worse if they lose AJ.
Maybe.
So you're right. Like their offense struggled at times last year. Now imagine without AJ, how bad it'll be.
I think
it'll be way worse.
Devontae's going for 1,300.
Maybe when they're scoring 17 points, right. Like my guy Jordan Matthews. Just
well, maybe they score points when they count. You never know.
And speaking of the Devontae thing, the worms out of the Jeff being like, Devontae's going to go off in the new offense. Look at that. We think he's got another level. AJ's not here. Gordon's going to have better numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, one wide receiver, one free agent wide receiver. The Eagles were linked to. We will talk about that with Elliot. Also, a disturbing story from Ben Davis this morning on the morning show.
Yeah.
Just one of the most disturbing things you'll ever hear. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. Sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere... a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
5 it up, let's go get this thing stuck.
You know what's ridiculous about this?
You make me want to roll my window.
It sounds like a boy band singing with an accent.
Well,
it sounds like LFO.
Wait till Nelly comes in.
Then Nelly's in the song?
Oh, Nelly's on this?
Yeah. This brand new Chevy.
Who's this? Is this Morgan Wallen?
No, it's Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, okay.
2013, they were a problem.
It does sound like a boy band song that came out in 1996.
It does sound like a boy band.
Yeah. Yeah. Right,
they
were
a boy band.
All right, enough.
Put the window down.
Hold on, did I hear legs up on my dashboard?
Yep.
He knows his market.
I've asked Jack to play this like 5 weeks in a row, and he always says no.
All right, all right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 3:30 country, intolerable as always.
You don't like that one?
That's what Nelly got all that money at when he went country.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's just with
him and Jaheim.
What I don't like is when country just makes all it is a pop song with an accent. Like that's all it is. It's just it's disguised as something else. It's like you don't need to if people from England can sing rock songs and I don't notice they have an accent, then all of a sudden the country guys, my drawl is so thick I can't help but sing this song like this. It's fraudulent. And it's all for people like Jack who want to believe that they're driving the orange, the what was the car from Dukes of Hazzard?
General Lee.
They all think they're driving the General Lee through Chester County, driving to the Link for the Zach Bryan concert with their pretend accents.
And their flannels on it. Yeah, cut off flannels.
It's just relatable, feel-good
music. Yeah, like you. Yeah, like your pickup truck that you had. Right?
Whoa! The whole prologue did well in the snow. So what's an EV?
All right.
Come on, man.
Oh,
so,
man. LFO fan?
I loved LFO.
Summer Girls.
Was in a video of Rich from Rich, who passed away. May he rest in peace. His next project, my friend Tommy produced the video.
Really?
I was in the video.
Wow.
Yeah. So Elliot is on the panel for Caller of the Year. Elliot, I imagine you've taken your votes very seriously on the expert panel.
Sit there for 20 minutes and
wow.
There you go.
Now, why don't you wait until after the show to put your votes in, like, and hear
because
the final calls?
As much as I think the calls of the day do matter, I also think it's a larger picture.
Of course.
What has happened over the last year.
I respect that.
That being said,
of course.
A guy like Furry Bruce won my vote the day of.
He made a great call today.
It was unbelievable.
Now, speaking of which, Ken from Cinnaminson's battle is today. He is against Bam in Upper Darby. Ken is on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Cinderella run, some are saying, Ken. Some are saying.
Classic Go Birds caller just crushing it.
Yep.
What I'll say about this contest is going up against Bam, at least I went farther than Aaron in San Diego, because I would have felt terrible.
Yeah. Worst caller of all time. Yeah.
If I didn't go farther.
His new nickname is Tune Out in San Diego, because every time somebody hears his voice, that's what they do.
Mike, that's not a joke. I literally turned down the volume when I hear Let's Talk to Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
And if he knew,
sounds like I start to go.
He doesn't think he's annoying.
Right.
Like, he thinks that's good.
Yeah.
If he was doing a, hey, I'm going to be a horrible caller bit, he's not. He thinks he's great. That is the worst part about it. So, Ken, good luck in your matchup.
He has enablers. That's the problem.
He does. He does. Like Jack.
So, Ike is spinning nothing but truth here. So I've said for a long time, Elliot knows what I'm going to say probably next. Sacks are the statistics that get individual players paid a lot of money. Sacks are not the correlation to a great defense. So, you know, the Eagles won two Super Bowls. Both of them, they had 38 sacks for the season. And, you know, they didn't have a double-digit sack guy on the team. We all watched what the Seahawks did to that horrible Patriots offensive line. And part of the reason it was horrible is because they had two young guys on the left side, and they both stunk. And the tackle is like the fourth overall pick in the draft who might be a complete whiff.
Yeah, that left tackle was terrible.
But he's got the little arms.
So right? So here's the other thing, though, Ken. And there's some truth in what you're saying, but what I would do if I were you is go look at Green Bay's defense last year with Micah Parsons and what happened without Micah Parsons.
A
dominant edge rusher can change almost everything about your defense. And him on the same line as Jalen Carter, like I agree a lot of those guys get paid and maybe like they get paid on teams that aren't great. But also, I think that having a player like that, and I thought Green Bay showed last year, can make a world of difference in a defense.
Before Micah Parsons got hurt, Green Bay's rank in terms of where they ranked in the NFL defensively was exactly where it was last year. They were the sixth-ranked defense in the league last year, and they were the sixth-ranked team in the league defensively before Micah Parsons got hurt. You can't conflate, and I understand how it happens, but people conflate sacks by individual guys with pressure, right? So pressure is what causes the quarterback to make decisions faster than he wants to. And all you really need is pressure. So, you know, you had a guy who set an NFL record for single season sacks last year on a team that won five games. Now, that doesn't mean that they only won five games because they have that guy. They only won five games because they're the Cleveland Browns and they suck. But the question is, you know, last year when the offseason, when before the season started, when we were in the offseason for this season that just passed, you were one of the guys that was out there talking about how doomed they are from all the defensive players that walked out the door after the Super Bowl. Well, do you not want to keep Quinyon Mitchell next year? Do you not want to keep Cooper DeJean next year when you have to extend them? Adding one guy who's going to get you double-digit sacks is not going to change this defense.
What is the difference between paying Max? You're telling me that paying Max Crosby $33 million is going to prevent you from keeping Quinyon Mitchell, but paying Jalen Phillips $25 million won't prevent you from keeping Quinyon Mitchell? I can't keep hearing that the cap is fake from everybody who covers the Eagles, and then all of a sudden, when they can't do something, it's the cap. It's one or the other. It isn't.
Well, I think what's interesting to back up your point is the cap is like they can maneuver it around. It is interesting over the past few years how we hear way more about cash.
Yes.
Right? Like that feels like a new thing in terms of, look, Jeffrey Lurie obviously spends a ton of money, but like it does feel we hear a little more about cash resources than we used to.
Well, that's because, and one of the reasons that Howie is a great general manager, good, hi, Mayock, great. But one of the things that allows him to be great is that they are able to do those things
for
with
sure.
the cap because Jeffrey Lurie pays those big money
up front,
and that allows them to stretch it out the way that they do. But that costs the team way more money than it does other teams. All right,
but I want to point out, I didn't say anything about signing Jalen Phillips,
which I think they're going to do. But yes, you didn't. I agree with you.
So I don't know if that's a good use of resources, and they were a great defense without a double-digit sack guy. If you play good defense at all three levels, you're going to have a good defense, whether you have a guy that gets you 12 sacks or you don't.
Ken, give us, for next question today, give us something you miss from the 30s, obviously. I'm just kidding.
I love the guys that do the games now,
yeah.
But I really miss Harry and Whitey.
Okay.
Now that is a good one, Ken.
For sure.
We are lucky in that being able to follow Harry and Whitey with Fransky in L.A.,
yeah.
It doesn't usually happen like that.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to Kevin Stocker, obviously, but doesn't have the time in town that L.A. has.
Yeah, I mean, Merrill and Mike, too.
Yes.
Like, I've always had great announcers my whole life in Philly.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Mm-hmm. And credit to the Phillies for finding Fransky and developing him.
Speaking of announcers I miss.
Yeah.
I already threw mine out there, but he made me think of.
Yeah.
I miss Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson with Mike Breen.
Oh, yeah.
Hand down, man down?
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
That was a power trio.
Yes. They ruined it. I don't know what happened, but it got ruined.
So speaking of announcers, there's one here in Philly that we may not have for very long if he continues to treat his body the way that he's doing it. That is Ben Davis, who, of course, calls games for NBC Sports Philadelphia and is part of the staff here at WIP on with the morning show regularly. He said something this morning that is, I believe, true and also shocking. Go ahead, Jack. It's like
Richard?
He's in The Revenant or in War or something.
First of all, The Revenant is the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. It's like, I'm caught in the middle of the cold. I'm running from people. I need to stitch it up, or you're in The Walking Dead. Dude, you live in Chester County. There's urgent care on the corner everywhere. It went to the bone. Forget about the stitch part, the infection part of it.
Yes. Also, I don't think he's taking any pain medication.
Well, go get an antibiotic. He's going to get infected. He's going to lose his leg.
I guarantee you he took something.
Yes, yeah, probably. I hope he didn't drive to work.
He did.
He drove
to work and sat here and did that show.
Ben.
He was walking with a limp. I saw him this morning.
Ben, go to the doctor. A chainsaw.
I'm not laughing, but I'm laughing.
You know, there is one in my garage that the previous owners left.
And chainsaw?
Yeah, and we had this giant branch land in the back of our lawn. And I looked at it, and I said, right, okay, yeah. Me. Yeah.
I was about to say.
Don't hurt yourself,
we don't,
brother.
And Jack, like, not chainsaw.
No, guys. Here's what would happen. I would start it.
I'm not a chainsaw.
It would be bouncing around on the ground. I'd call neighbor Bill, and I'd say, what do you do when a chainsaw is bouncing around on the ground? And he would do something for me.
I'm more of an axe guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
go a little old school
right.
on it.
Yes. Yeah. You and the axe.
I think the what do you call them? The hedge clippers.
Yeah, I could do those.
That's probably yeah, the most dangerous tool I have.
Yeah, I do hedge clippers.
I got a weed whacker.
Like, nah, boom. Too scary.
Don't even use weed whacker.
Really? Too scary.
It's got the little thing that spins.
Nah, yeah. It could fly off.
Fair.
Too scary.
To be fair, I've used it like twice in 3 years. But
so, Jack, where did the Mike Evans rumor come from?
I don't even have grass.
From Matthew Berry. Grass,
yeah. So Matthew Berry reported that wait, what was the report exactly? That potentially the Eagles could sign Mike Evans.
Yeah.
So if they lose A.J. Brown, Mike Evans is an MF-er. Like, that is a...
He's a number one guy.
No, he's...
Coming off a down year.
Well, he's not a number one anymore.
You don't think so?
I love Mike Evans. Well, he's not still a number one, and that's okay.
Well, he'd be a good compliment.
Like 13 years of it?
36
yeah.
years old.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a number one at 36?
He'd be
great. I think he's more of a one than, like, Romeo Dobbs.
I agree.
Just in terms of being used to like being that dude.
Yeah,
because
I don't see Romeo Dobbs there. But he wouldn't be more of a one than Devontae.
I agree. If they signed Mike Evans, I think Devontae would lead the team in targets. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
I like Mike Evans.
I don't think they're gonna sign Mike Evans.
And no way he wants to come here play with that doofus rather than Baker. There's no chance.
Well, I mean, Josh Grizzard.
Doofus.
That's the connection.
Oh, Grizzard. Oh, well, he played for Josh Grizzard for 7 games.
No, Josh Grizzard was on the staff in
He was
the year
on the
before.
Staff. I think people make too much out of that.
I don't think
the
so.
The played with thing.
Well, I don't think it's like the number one reason he'd come here, but he has been around Josh Grizzard for 2 years.
That's so not
the
doofus I was talking about.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, well, hold on.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, who are you calling a doofus?
Well, the big Jalen's not a doofus.
Like Juan again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean No, I wasn't talking about Nick
talking
either.
About,
I was talking about Jalen. But
well, if there's one doofus,
yeah,
out of those.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Jalen's a doofus?
No, he's saying coach, Sirianni.
Oh, yes. Yeah, are you kidding me?
I think Mike Evans, I wonder whether Tampa wants to spend money on Mike Evans, but I think Mike Evans will get good money for 1 year. That would be
I think if they let AJ walk, they're not going to spend big on a receiver.
Let me tell you.
Not walk trade.
Tampa. If he's playing one more year, sign the man to one more damn year and let him retire a damn buck.
A buck. Yeah, I agree.
Jesus.
Unless he's tired of playing with Baker.
I'm sure. He wouldn't be tired of playing with Baker.
Why?
What are you talking about? Baker gets him the ball. But it's not about winning anything.
Well, I think it probably is about a little bit. Again, I know he won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, to be clear. I'm saying with Baker. Yeah.
Okay, Baker's been there 2 years, and he had one great year, and he didn't have a great year last year.
Yeah.
Okay, but
and AJ's had great years with Jalen, and he's won.
And he's dying to get out of here.
He is. You're right.
Dying to get out of here.
Doesn't mean he's right.
215-592-9494. Another guy who has a matchup today, Tasty Cake Dom, who is matched up against Corey in Columbus. A big matchup. Everyone wants to know who Elliot voted for. We're not going to find out.
No.
Tasty Cake, you're on WIP.
Wow. Hey, Spike. Hi, Elliot. Hey, Ike.
What up, Tom?
Jack.
Wow, Elliot,
Tasty Cake.
Second in the high, I believe. Let's see how you're working it, Tasty Cake.
You know what, like over, nobody's over Ike. I love Ike and I have.
Yeah, we get it. We
Ike
get
doesn't
it.
Have
we
a vote.
Loves Ike. Yeah.
Elliot has a vote.
Everyone loves Ike.
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Real quick, your opinion. After Spike's Nick Nurse rant yesterday, my cousin wants him to be referred to as Tasty Cake Spike from now on.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's a good line.
Yeah, we're on team anti-Nick at this
point. Tasty Cake, he still has yet to say you were right.
Well, he said he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, come on, Spike.
Come on.
Tasty Cake was right about Nick Nurse.
Hell yeah.
There you go, Tasty Cake.
There you go.
Sort of breaking news.
Wow. I love that one because it's still got sludge on it.
I know.
The guy hasn't worked here in 8 years.
He's still a voice on our EAS weekly we play.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
But Spike, right back at you, you're right. John McCain has been very, very effective in Oklahoma City.
This is beautiful.
That is love fest.
Right?
Wow.
We know you were right. Tell him about that. Okay. We know that.
Okay.
And then you look at Pascal Siakam's resurgence in Indiana, right?
Oh, here we go.
No, that part I'm not.
And then Sunday,
sounds like
Tobias Harris dumps in 23 with the game winner. I mean, what is.
Well, he did win a championship with Pascal Siakam.
Spike, we've been through this.
Yeah, I know.
That's a 61 team, 61 win team.
Yep.
They added Kawhi Leonard.
And Dwayne Casey was the coach.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they could never get over
couldn't
the hump.
Get past Cleveland.
Yeah.
They didn't have Kawhi Leonard, Spike.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Content.
Yes.
stick to content. And also, real quick.
Yeah.
Corey is a great caller.
Oh my God.
I love this.
He is.
Give the guy his props.
He's a great caller.
I'm here to play hard. Corey's got to play 48 minutes.
Yep.
And I'm here to play hard.
So yeah, absolutely.
Full court press.
I would absolutely love to have Max Crosby for AJ. And I think that defense would wreak such havoc. We would have field position the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, it is insane to imagine a defensive line, whether you trade for Max Crosby or not. The defensive line with Jalen Carter and Max Crosby on it sounds terrifying.
Well, I think the most impactful thing would be, like, offensive linemen, our offensive line coaches and offensive coordinators would spend all week having to prepare for both. Like, that's the true difference in getting Max Crosby. It's not the sack number. It's the attention he
gets. Of course. Yeah, yeah. You can't double-team two guys.
Exactly.
You
know? True.
Elliot, when you get Max Crosby, and Eichel attested this, and you had, just like when you have Reggie White and Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons becomes an all-pro, okay? Jordan Davis will become an all-pro then.
Well, he should have been a pro bowler this year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that now you got three guys you got to worry about freeing up. I mean, they're in that quarterback's face the whole game.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it would be – now, I don't think they're getting – I don't think Oakland's in the position to trade.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is in the position to trade for Max Crosby for anything other than picks or young players. If they would take AJ, I would do that in a second.
You know, be a receiver for the.
Yeah,
for
Mendoza.
Yeah, for Mendoza.
But
I call him Mendoza.
Wow.
Nailed him. Nailed him.
Wow. Somebody sent the clip.
Get him on ESPN. Mendoza. Got him. Former Eagle Anchorage. Just clip that. Clip that. Also, AJ and Tom Brady can have a pregame catch before games.
Oh, yes.
Get to be a
Patriot. Now, that was pretty cool. I was okay with that.
Oh, of course.
Oh, if Bryce did it, Spike would have led the show with it.
Yeah, of course I would have.
I would like to catch passes from Dan Marino before the game.
Yeah.
Well, you played against him once.
I did. He ignored me.
It's messed up. Tom Brady played me once.
Doesn't it matter that AJ and Max Crosby's contract is pretty identical and they're both free agents? I mean, that really lines up, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the Max Crosby the money lines up. I don't know what the Eagles would be on the hook, because it's really like paying it, from a cap perspective. It would be like paying Max Crosby $80 million.
So the way other teams do it,
thank you for the call.
The majority of other teams is they put all the money in the base salary. So like when you acquire Max Crosby, I think his base salary is like $33 million.
Okay,
so they would take on the 33 this year. And I think the 27 becomes guaranteed relatively soon. So they would take on guaranteed base for 2 years, I believe.
And that's from a cap perspective.
Yeah,
that's
what they
would
take. So they would essentially bring on $33 million.
All right. So Eagles Insider of the Year, of course, you had the Njoku. Now, that's not, you know, that's not getting you to number one. I mean,
It might get you in the top five, though.
I mean, I do think it's, if it happens, and I feel like it will, I think it's a pretty big scoop.
I think so.
It's a good scoop.
Yeah.
It gets you in the top five.
Yeah. It doesn't put you near McClain or Rossini at this point.
Or Kemsky.
Look, they're all great reporters.
You have to move in front of Kemsky.
No.
I mean, if it's the biggest free agency signing they make.
Yes!
Kemsky had like three big stories.
Kemsky's awesome. I love Kemsky.
Yeah, I love Jimmy too.
And he's so much taller than you.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. Way taller. I mean, they all are, to be honest.
So before you leave.
Not Zach Berman.
No, yeah, I meant Diane.
Yes, You're much taller than Zach Berman. Yeah.
Jeff, yeah.
Yeah. So before you leave, Elliot, I want to give you the public voting so far on Caller of the Year for today's matchups, Sweet 16. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. Number one, OG Wade versus number four, Christian in Philly. OG Wade was 62.6% of the vote.
That's low.
That's a little closer than it should be.
A lot of people on Twitter know OG.
It's gettable from an expert perspective, depending on how the expert. If you can keep it around that 60-40 mark, the experts can push you over.
Yep.
Okay. Number two seed, Justin, Tennessee, is slaughtering Ike in Southwest Philly. Yeah. Now, Ike will call today, but that is at 80,
Justin's a powerhouse.
81.8%.
Bill Bird's calling.
Damn. Now, see, people ain't really hip to Ike from Southwest.
No, okay. No, no.
Great call.
Yeah. Great caller.
Especially on Twitter. You have to really have a name on Twitter.
Yes. So the last two are very close.
Okay.
So number two, Bam in Upper Darby, and number six, Ken in Cinnaminson. Bam with 56.9%.
Oh, he is in trouble.
Wow.
Ken is making a strong push.
You think he wins expert panel?
Dude, what if Ken gets to the Elite Eight?
I know.
What a run that would be.
Dude, the Elite Eight is all Go Birds callers. That would be unbelievable.
They're not Go Birds callers. Anymore.
Yeah. I'd be so proud.
They were AAA call-ups.
We fixed them.
Yeah.
AAA call-ups.
Yep. And no one saw that win from Ken Simmons.
There you go, Jared. Yeah.
No one saw it coming.
And then number one, Corey and Columbus.
Ooh.
Versus number four, Tasty Cake Dom.
Oh, God.
52% for Corey.
Wow.
And the Tasty Cake Dom, right? That was a good call.
He called you Tasty
Corey.
Cake Spike.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Corey going out now would be
devastating.
Oh, that's wild.
Now, there's no shame in losing to Tasty Cake if that happens.
Yes. Not at all good callers. I'm surprised at that one.
How
much do you think Tasty Cake being in the name on Twitter is helping?
That's his name.
That's a great name.
And he's got a lot. He's been calling the radio station 4 years. Yeah. You know, we'll stop for a while, he said. But all right, Elliot.
Those last two was in the 50s. I like that.
I had a Phillies take I wanted to.
Super.
Can you get it in 30 seconds?
I think it's pretty crazy that we constantly talk about how Nick is like a puppet and Sean Mannion has all the power. When Rob Thompson, they literally hired Don Mattingly to be his right-hand man and quite literally do the job with him and very easy to replace him. Like, I think Rob Thompson's way more of a puppet with no power than Nick is.
Yeah, if you're comparing a baseball manager to a football coach, that's not a good sign for a football coach.
I'm saying the Don Mattingly hire. That's the point I'm making. The fact that their big move this offseason was a bench coach of his experience sit next to Rob Thompson.
Are you kidding me? That was Preston hiring his dad. Let's be honest.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not that interesting.
I think it's very interesting.
It's not that interesting. You just don't know anything about baseball.
I'm a big Dodger painter guy. I've been for years. But Don
Did you hear
Mattingly,
the fastball breakdown yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it looked weak. Don Mattingly is a huge name that they're putting right next to him. I think it's interesting. If they did that with Nick, everyone would be like, he's going to get fired. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Well, yeah, you're right, because he's the first one that said Nick was getting fired.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Don Mattingly's a worse example.
Well, that's a good take from Elliot.
It is. It's not like Sean Mannion on steroids.
It's a good take.
Well, anyone that knows anything about baseball,
It has nothing to do with baseball. These are power dynamics we're talking about.
It has everything to do with actually knowing baseball.
Okay. I don't think it does.
All right. The Go Birds podcast over the next week will be incredible with Go Birds Daily, with free agency coming, and then the draft. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You wake up in the morning, there's Elliot right on your phone, whether you want it or not. So, all right, Elliot, great job. Thank you for joining us. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. You want to stick around for it, Elliot? Just kidding. I wouldn't do that to Jack.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla. Two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency, and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan-favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA-certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.